All right, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're looking at this No Agenda newsletter.
Okay.
It's from an independent media show put together by these two guys, John C. Dvorak and Adam Curry.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of them.
Yeah. And we're going to be kind of looking at a couple of things. First of all, they're kind of unusual way of funding the show.
Okay.
And then also we'll kind of take a peek into some of their political commentary, which is pretty interesting stuff.
Sounds good.
So the first thing that really jumps out at you about this newsletter is that they don't rely on ads or big corporate sponsors, you know, like a lot of media outlets do. Instead, they have this whole value for value system that they use to keep the show going.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it's pretty unique. Basically, they just ask their listeners to contribute directly if they like what they're hearing.
Huh. So it's all listener supported.
Yeah, basically. In fact, this newsletter even has a whole section where they're asking for, get this, Valentine's Day donations.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, and they're suggesting a contribution of $240.
Wow, they must have some pretty dedicated fans.
Yeah, they seem to. So this whole value for value thing, I'm kind of curious about it. I mean, how does this model, like, actually work?
So it's all about giving your audience something they think is worth paying for, right?
Okay.
So if people feel like they're getting real value from the content, they'll be more likely to support it financially.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But how does that compare to, say, like a traditional news outlet?
So traditional outlets are usually funded through advertising or, you know, big corporate sponsors.
Right.
Which means they have to answer to those interests. You know what I mean?
So they might have to censor themselves or avoid certain topics.
Exactly. They could be pressured to present information in a certain way or to, you know, avoid stories that might upset their sponsors.
That makes sense.
But with this value for value system, No Agenda can basically say what they want.
So they have more freedom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're not beholden to any corporate interests or advertisers.
But there's got to be a downside, right? Like, what happens if people just decide not to donate?
Well, that's the risk they take, right?
Yeah.
It can be a pretty unstable model because their financial security is completely dependent on their audience's generosity.
So it's like a trade-off. They have creative freedom, but also the risk of, you know, not knowing where their next dollar is coming from.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a gamble, but it seems to be working for them.
It's really interesting, like you said, a fascinating experiment in, like, how to do media differently. You know?
I think so, too. Now, moving on to the political stuff, this newsletter has this whole segment on President Dunn and the Biden administration.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty interesting. They're putting forward this idea that a committee was essentially running things during Biden's time in office.
Huh. So, like, a shadow government kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of. They even name names, like Steve Ricchetti, Anita Dunn, Mike Donilon, Ron Klain. They list a whole bunch, even Jeb Zients and Bob Bauer.
Wow. They're not holding back, are they?
Nope. They even suggest that, you know, maybe even Hunter and Jill Biden were involved in this committee.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's a bold claim.
It is. I mean, what's the deal with this whole presidency by committee thing? Like, has that happened before?
I'm curious about that, too. What's the historical context?
Well, it's not exactly a new idea.
All right.
Like, throughout history, there have been times where presidents have relied a lot on a close circle of advisors, you know?
Yeah. You know, like having a kitchen cabinet or something.
Exactly. Sometimes it works out okay. Like, you get all these different perspectives and they can kind of balance each other out.
That makes sense.
But other times it can create a lot of infighting and power struggles.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And that can make it hard to figure out who's actually calling the shots, you know?
Yeah. So, like, who's really accountable?
Exactly. And No Agenda seems to be hinting that more and more information is going to come out about how things really worked during the Biden administration.
Hmm. That's kind of concerning, isn't it? Like, how much transparency should we expect from our leaders, especially when it seems like power is shared among a group of people?
That's a great question. I mean, transparency is really important for a functioning democracy.
Totally.
The more we know about how decisions are being made, the better we are as citizens, you know, to hold our leaders accountable.
Yeah, makes sense. Speaking of accountability, No Agenda also talks about how the Department of Education is under scrutiny.
Oh, really? For what?
Yeah, they're saying there's potential for waste and abuse going on.
Interesting.
And they bring up this point about the department's budget, which is, get this, $238 billion in 2024.
Whoa. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, it's understandable that people would want to know how that money's being spent, right?
Oh, for sure. Taking a hard look at big government departments, like, the Department of Education is always a hot topic. It can be a way to try and cut spending, you know?
Okay.
Or it can be a way to target political opponents.
Yeah, like a political strategy.
Exactly. Or sometimes it's a genuine effort to find ways to be more efficient and make sure taxpayer dollars are being used responsibly.
So it could be a good thing.
It could be. We need more information to know for sure. But this newsletter mentions this crazy
Oh,
story.
yeah. What happened?
Apparently, several Democrat officials, including Maxine Waters, actually tried to get into the Department of Education offices.
Really? Why?
Well, that's what's so strange. No agenda suggests that they might have been trying to destroy evidence.
Whoa, that sounds like something out of a movie.
I know, right? It definitely makes you wonder what they were really up to.
Yeah, like what's the real story here?
It does raise some serious questions about their motives, that's for sure.
I agree. It seems like there's more to this than we know.
Yeah.
There's one last point I wanted to hit before we move on.
Okay.
No Agenda also mentions that the NIH has stopped giving research funding to universities.
Wow. Seriously.
Yeah, and they make a point of saying that this happened before Kennedy even took office.
Okay, so this was before the new administration.
Exactly. Which is pretty wild when you think about it, because the NIH is like the main source of funding for a ton of scientific research, especially at universities,
Oh,
right?
absolutely. They fund a lot of important projects, so if they just suddenly stop the money, that would have a huge impact.
Yeah, like imagine all those researchers and scientists suddenly having their projects put on hold.
It'd be chaos. I mean, ongoing projects would be disrupted, maybe even shut down completely.
Right. And who knows what kind of scientific breakthroughs we might miss out on because of that.
Yeah, it's really worrisome. And no agenda doesn't really speculate on why this happened,
Right.
which makes it even more mysterious. Like, what prompted this sudden change?
Exactly. It's a pretty big deal, and it definitely makes you wonder what's going on behind the scenes.
Totally.
Yeah, it really makes you think about the implications for like the whole scientific community, you
Oh,
know?
absolutely.
Like, what are the ripple effects of something like that? But something else that really stands out to me about No Agenda is how they seem to like really enjoy presenting these alternative viewpoints, even if they're, you know, controversial or whatever.
Yeah, that's one of the cool things about independent media, right?
Right.
They're not bound by the same rules as the mainstream
Yeah,
media.
okay.
They can explore all these different topics, even ones that might be considered taboo or, you know, go against the grain.
And they can dig deeper into stories that challenge conventional wisdom.
Yeah, exactly. It's like they're not afraid to ask the tough questions
Right.
and poke holes in the official narratives that we're often given.
Yeah. It's refreshing.
It is. It reminds us that there's always more than one side to every story.
Totally. I mean, in today's media landscape, it's so easy to get caught up in, you know, like the dominant narrative.
Yeah, it's a few powerful voices control so much of what we see and hear.
Exactly. But independent media like No Agenda, they give a platform to a wider range of perspectives.
Right, and that's so important.
It's like having a town hall meeting or something
Yeah.
where everyone gets a chance to speak their mind,
Exactly.
even if their opinions aren't like popular or whatever.
Yeah, it's about fostering open dialogue and encouraging critical thinking, even when it gets uncomfortable.
Right. And I think No Agenda does a good job of that.
They do. They don't shy away from stirring things up a bit.
Yeah, they like to poke the bear a little
But
bit.
which can be a good thing and a bad thing, right? I mean, it definitely makes their content more engaging and thought-provoking,
Yeah, for sure.
but it also opens them up to criticism.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, people might accuse them of being biased or spreading misinformation.
Yeah, I can see that.
So, as listeners, it's important to approach their content with a critical eye. You know, like,
Yeah.
we shouldn't just take everything they say as gospel.
Right, we had to think for ourselves.
Exactly. We got to evaluate the information, do our own research, and come to our own conclusion.
Yeah, it's like a mental workout, you know?
Yeah, totally. It challenges us to question our assumptions and consider different viewpoints.
Right. So now we want to shift gears a bit and talk about this memes of the week section they have in the newsletter.
Oh, yeah, the memes.
Yeah, they're pretty funny. And while they're not explicitly political, they still kind of reflect like a certain sense of humor and cultural commentary.
Right. It's like a window into their world, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So what do you think about memes as a form of communication?
Well, they've definitely become really powerful in our digital age.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
They can express so much, from humor and satire to, anger and frustration.
And they often tap into current events or social trends.
Exactly. They can give us a glimpse into what people are thinking and feeling.
Like the collective consciousness of a particular online community.
Right. In the case of No Agenda, the memes they choose to highlight probably resonate with their audience
Yeah, for sure.
and reinforce their shared worldview.
It's like a way of building community and solidarity.
It is. It's about creating a shared experience, a feeling of we're all in this together.
Yeah. Which is so important these days when it feels like the world is becoming more and more divided.
Totally. So it's not just about sharing information, it's about sharing a sense of belonging.
Right. It's like, we're part of a tribe or something.
Exactly. Now, before we wrap up, I want to touch on this one last point.
Okay.
No Agenda makes it very clear that they are 100% supported by their listeners.
Yeah, they talked about that a lot.
And they provide all these different ways to donate.
Right, like one-time contributions, monthly subscriptions, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, it's a direct appeal to their audience.
And it seems to be working for them.
It does. They've built a really loyal following.
And people are willing to put their money where their mouth is.
Exactly. It shows that they trust No Agenda.
Yeah, and that they value the content they're getting.
And it's like a testament to the power of building those relationships with your audience,
Totally. And it also highlights the potential of alternative funding models in media, especially with how much things are changing.
For sure. Like, the old ways of doing things are being disrupted.
Yeah, it's like the Wild West out there right now.
I mean, No Agenda is basically an experiment, right?
Yeah.
Can independent media actually survive without relying on those traditional revenue streams?
It's a big question.
It is. And so far, it seems like the answer might be yes.
It's pretty amazing. Like, they've found a way to connect with their audience on this deeper level
Yeah.
and create a real sense of community and shared purpose.
And that's really powerful.
It is. It's like a reminder
Yeah.
that the media landscape is changing and there are more options out there now.
Right. More choices, more voices, more perspectives.
And that's got to be a good thing, right?
Absolutely. It empowers people to be more critical thinkers and informed citizens.
Yeah, because we're not just passively absorbing information anymore.
Right.
We're actively engaging with it and forming our own opinions.
Exactly. It's about taking control of our own information consumption and being more discerning about what we choose to believe.
It's a whole new way of thinking about the relationship between media and the audience.
Yeah, for sure.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into No Agenda, what are your big takeaways?
Well, I think what's really interesting is how they represent like this shift in how we consume media,
Yeah.
They're fiercely independent. They rely totally on their listeners for support, and they're not afraid to tackle controversial stuff, often from a completely different perspective. Like, they're part of this growing movement of alternative media that's really challenging the status quo
Yeah, I see,
and
right?
redefining what it means to be a news source in like the digital age.
Yeah, and they do it with a sense of humor too,
Oh, yeah,
which
totally.
is important, right?
Definitely. And that strong connection with their community, that's huge.
Yeah.
It's like they're not just delivering the news, they're building a space where people can connect and share ideas and feel like they're part of something bigger.
Yeah. It's like they've created this haven for people who are looking for something different,
Right.
something outside of the mainstream.
Exactly. So for our listeners out there, if you're tired of the same old narratives and you're looking for something that'll challenge your thinking,
Yeah.
No Agenda is definitely worth checking out.
It is.
But remember, you got to be discerning,
Right. Think for yourself.
Exactly. Engage with the content actively, question what you hear, and come to your own conclusions.
That's good advice.
And as you're exploring No Agenda, think about this. How much influence should independent media like this have in shaping our political conversations?
That's a good question.
Especially when you consider that their funding comes directly from their audience. It's something to think about as we navigate this ever-changing media landscape.
Definitely food for thought. Well, that about wraps it up for our deep dive into No Agenda.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Me too.
Thanks for joining us.